Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? It is November 20th, 2020. Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, FightfulWrestling.com. It's your post-SmackDown show, and we've got a busy weekend. We got UFC 255. We have Survivor Series. We also had all kinds of shows this week, like four shows from Jeremy Lambert on The Distraction. I did previews with Xenia. We had the Listen, Your Boy. We had the Wednesday Night War. It's a good time. We had interviews with Killer Kelly and Dr. Tom Pritchard. Please show those some love. And of course, we're breaking news all the time on Fightful Select. WWE just seething. Why can't we do anything without Sean finding out? I don't know, guys. Cold game. It'd be like that sometimes. You live and you learn. Good game. Jeremy Lambert, how you doing?
I'm well. Did I do four shows this week? This is the fourth one. And there's a fifth one tomorrow.
I was being hyperbolic, but there we go.
It really is.
It really is. Guys, leave a thumbs up if you're watching at youtube.com/Fightful. Subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. And of course, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I know I sounded really condescending about that, but I did legitimately break like three things that happened on this show on FightfulSelect.com. That is the most direct way you can support us. Also, head over to my Twitter. We have a few job openings right now at Fightful, some coverage stuff. First off, I want to say thank you so much to Carlos Toro. He'll be finishing up in just under a month with us to pursue more boxing coverage. He is an original of Fightful. He was one of the first hires that I ever made, and he is one of the best hires that I ever made. Whether it be boxing, wrestling, or MMA, that guy has had our back in covering almost anything. He is right now barely like one of the top boxing coverage guys, period. So if you have a boxing website or know somebody who does, you'll want to hit him up. It is amazing that he doesn't already have an offer, which maybe he does, but you'll want to bring him on. I can't say enough good things about Carlos Toro. And I'll be thanking him a lot over the next month. But
I would like to thank him as well. Yeah. And I'll probably do it again. But yeah, all the stuff that I'm able to do on this site, a lot of it is thanks to just Carlos being able to have my back on this stuff and covering news and stuff while I'm doing these shows and just covering for me on a lot of stuff. And Carlos is a big help to me on the news cycle as well. So I cannot thank him enough. When it comes to boxing, I don't think there's anybody better than him.
I don't either.
So go out. If you're listening to this, go hire Carlos Toro for your boxing website. So, he's amazing.
Someone who is trained, someone who has put work in, someone that has been at events live and covered them. And I can't tell you how many times I would have other people in media say, hey, one of your guys is here. He's doing really great. I heard a very interesting story, not interesting. It was pretty funny about Carlos. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago even. They said that all the veteran journalists were kind of off in a corner talking amongst themselves. Meanwhile, Carlos is interviewing people in Spanish because they don't speak the language, and he does. And let me tell you, having somebody that's bilingual has been integral to Fightful. Using Google Translate, Carlos Toro was just invaluable in that. And
we're gonna keep his name on the authoring profile, right? Because I know there's gonna be just like stuff out there. I'm just gonna DM Carlos like, hey, I don't know what you're doing right now, but can you translate this for me?
Yes, I plan on hoping and asking Carlos to occasionally pop up on some of our crossover stuff because Carlos will always be a part of the Fightful family as far as I'm concerned. Is Montrezl Harrell always gonna be a member of the Lakers family? What about that upgrade over Dwight Howard?
Over Dwight, he's the over Anthony Davis. They don't have Anthony Davis. They lost him. He's a free agent. Montrez is replacing Anthony Davis.
My God.
That's guys, what I think is happening.
Donate a super chat. Any amount, get your question or statement read on the air. And it has been a very generous week for Super Chats. Keep that rolling, guys. That stuff is integral. As you can tell, we got some hiring to do. So help us out. Help us out here. Anakin JMT says, Sean, your shirt is on the way. Hope it gets to you in time for Monday's show. You have to open it in front of Denise. It's amazing. I heard about this show like 2 months ago. What is this?
Sources close to me can confirm it's very good.
My God. Oh, boy. Evan Wright says, going to need that beauty pageant fight story because this SmackDown show is rough. Point God stuff. That guy rules in many galaxies. If you guys send enough super chats, I will tell the story, which Hannah says it is good, at the end of the show. Thank you, Nikita Krylov fan, for bringing that up. I didn't know it would be such a point of interest. But be generous, and I'll tell it at the end of the show because it's one that you all will hold over my head. It's one of the more hillbilly things I've ever done. Raul Ortega says, nothing screams Survivor Series excitement more than having the two shows men's teams lose right before the pay-per-view. I don't want them having too much momentum. Isn't that so weird, Jeremy?
So I completely forgot the Raw team lost on Monday because, I mean, that was Monday. Who can remember what happened on that show? But yeah, everyone on the men's team lost tonight. Like, what are we doing? Yes. What are we doing with these losers? Come watch these losers on Sunday.
Also, I just want to address this. Yes, Myers Leonard is getting paid way too much.
The Pistons have 13 centers on their roster. Yes. Sean, you're tall. You can sign with the Pistons, right? They're going to give you $40 million.
Hannah Moore spends $2 and says, send me $10 and I'll tell you the story.
That's just good business.
Yeah, it is. Mike JC says, 4 people in Survivor Series lost tonight. Ridiculous. It is. I keep saying it, Jeremy. I want to watch winners face each other.
Too bad. Too bad.
My God.
You're watching the Kings and the Wizards on primetime TNT Sunday night.
I did say today, 2 of the 3 most dynamic players I have ever seen in Kentucky basketball, De'Aaron Fox, John Wall. We got that tonight. We got some outstanding athletes on terrible teams is what we got.
That's what we're getting at Survivor Series, everybody. Tune in. Kings and Wizards, primetime special.
Well, Trevor L. says, WWE had butter disregard for Big E tonight. It's hard to disagree with that. And let's go ahead and address this one. Big E, Kofi, and Xavier having 0 seconds of interaction on this show is ridiculous. No reason to have him in the room with Street Profits, but then only SP go out and save them from a beatdown. Let's go ahead and talk about this, because yeah, you're right. You're right, and I'll just keep flashing this up there. Backstage, Big E's dressed up like the Undertaker, maybe a sombrero even. Yeah, I don't know what
sombrero.
It was.
Sombrero taker.
Talks some trash about Street Profits and says, oh, by the way, New Day are here tonight. And I'm like, well, Big E, why didn't you go help them when they were about to get jumped by 4 guys? So it's New Day talking trash to Sami Zayn and Baron Corbin. And I did like Corbin teasing Xavier about King of the Ring. I love that. That they will that into existence.
I hope so. Xavier is big on this for many years. And I hope he finally gets that moment. I don't have as much confidence as you seem to have for this happening.
Yeah. Evan Wright says Chico El Undertaker. I mean, the sad thing is, the Chico El Luchador versus Chavo Guerrero match had better production than anything on this show. And that is not an insult to WWE. That is a compliment to Talking Shop-a-Mania. And Anakin JMT says, why were New Day trying to angle for a Raw tag team title match on SmackDown? There was so much of this that did not make sense. Like, none of it did. So Xavier and Kofi came out to the ring without Big E. They say they were invited there. Okay, why? For what?
So they brand to brand.
Yeah, I guess.
Brand supremacy.
Oh, man.
I think Michael Cole did have the line of like, hey, they're invited here because Survivor Series is Sunday. And like, that's their big cover up. That's it. That's the best you're getting out of them, Sean. The best you're getting.
Our guy Cyclops is better than Wolverine. This is like a quadruple negative. I don't know. How didn't he not know New Day? Come on, man.
He knew they were there. He did the intro for them. He did the all thing. Like, he did that for them. And then they came out, and then that was it.
So, okay. Like, five things didn't make sense. Biggie ain't out there with them. Why?
I don't have an answer why Biggie was not.
New Day.
He was in the back. He was in the locker room with the Street Profits. They were in Gorilla, so he couldn't get out there to do the entrance with them. There you go. That's explained.
New Day's on SmackDown. Why?
Survivor Series. Brand to brand invitational because of Survivor Series.
So they stack up SmackDown, a two-hour show that's usually all right. But no. Raw is a barren wasteland of 3 hours and no crossover. Can't load that up. Then it's Zayn and King Corbin, who apparently form like an impromptu team, and they're a SmackDown team, and New Day wants to possibly give them a tag team title shot. Why?
Zayn and Corbin are a team because didn't they both use Nakamura and Cesaro? Like, Sammy had them first, and then when Sammy went away, Corbin was using them for a little bit, right? So they bonded over that at some point. Wasn't explained. Oh, I'm sure it was on like Twitter or YouTube or something. But they bonded over that.
All yeah, right,
so
I that's bet, explained. I bet
what's
they
next?
Did.
What was the next
Evan
question?
Wright's is excited for Jeremy Snacks. Yeah, you hold your breath for those.
Jeremy
buddy.
Got lazy and just stopped doing the notes because I was just like, what am I supposed to take? It just became the first few were fine, and I was actually like putting research into it and stuff. And then it just became like, all right, what kind of joke do I want to make on the show now?
Jeremy's like, raise is not having to do notes for SmackDown. There you go.
I got a raise?
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. Commie Cat says, my first donation because you guys deserve it. Came from seeing Sean and Quizzlemania. Have loved all the Fightful content ever since. Just a donation as a thanks. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That donation made a lot more sense than whatever happened here. Oh my God. First off, they need to do King of the Ring every year. It's very easy content. Do a 16-man tournament, 8 people on each end, have the finals in the mid card of a pay-per-view, and you can start sidebar feuds. You can, it's so easy.
It is, but they just do King of the Ring, and the most they do with it is here's your crown and scepter, and that's like it. They don't follow up with it for anything.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's so sad. So then this match happens, and it's fine. It's New Day and Street Profits one-upping each other. Some good, fast-paced work. For some reason, of all the people on the heel team, the one guy booked for a match loses.
Not true. King Corbin is on the Survivor Series team, I think.
Is
he? I'm pretty sure he's on the Survivor Series team.
Okay, shows you how much anybody gives a shit. And the other two dorks will be in the battle royal. Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Rude or Ziggler should have taken this pin.
100%. I can't argue this of why Sammy took this pinfall. It should have been Rude or Ziggler. I get they did it to Sammy because why wouldn't they? This is
obscene.
What they do, Sean. This
obscene.
Is what they do.
My God. So backstage, I actually love this. Zayn gets in Daniel Bryan's face, who then pulls up his mask and slaps Sami Zayn in the face. He turns to Kayla and says, I like to practice social distancing.
Yeah, good. Everyone should be following Daniel Bryan. Social distance, get a haircut.
He's a good moral gauge. What did you think of his new haircut?
It was fine. He looked kind of like The Miz, honestly.
Did he really?
Yeah. You didn't think so? You didn't think he looked like The Miz?
No. Raul Ortega says, am I the only one worried about Big E turning on New Day because of brand loyalty? Hell no.
Would be awesome, actually. That would be awesome. I love this.
Resulting in the new presentation of E that doesn't get over at all. So I'll go ahead and tell you guys, Big E was planned for Team SmackDown. They had it written into last week's show, and they nixed it for time. And then at some point over the last week, they're like, you know what? We're going to add Otis. No, nobody that I would rather add to my team than a person on like that can't win anymore, who just lost a briefcase. Yeah, forget that one guy who's won like every single match he's had since he's became a singles wrestler. Let's go with Otis.
Though. He hasn't wrestled in like 2 months. He's not in shape anymore. Otis is at least you know, in the gym, in the ring, getting that ring time in, getting shots up.
Man, poor Tucker. He's the Jannetty now. Well, no, he's won a championship multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, Pierce, like, here's the thing. I don't want them to ruin Adam Pierce. He's so good. Don't make him stupid on the show. Come on. Matthew Makovsky says Murphy to beat Sammy for the title soon or Brian. I think he'll obviously head towards a feud with Brian, but I would love to see a triple threat situation there.
I'm very worried about the Bud Murphy now that this is all over with.
We'll talk about it. Anakin JMT says, listening while in the middle of a 10-hour shift. Sucked, but making double time tonight. 300 for 10 hours. Where's your double time, Lambert?
I don't know. Ask Sean.
Lambert.
Trust me, if I made my salary, it would be. It'd
Lambert be barely hits 20 hours a week on Fightful. Sorry.
Barely. Lambert hits 20 hours a day.
19 of them were today's TEW playthrough. I was like, is that over yet?
And we then went I looked, 2 hours. That was one of our like shorter shows. We went 2 hours today. I think like Tuesday I was there. I was doing work from like 9 to 11. So tell me how little I work out here.
Planet Dan says, could AEW do their own version of King of the Ring? They did the little ring gimmick that MJF won, sort of. So, yeah. Evan Wright says, Otis being booked into this match after losing a qualifying match is ridiculous. Where's Aleister Black? Big E has said already, am I crazy? No, you're not crazy. None of this shit makes sense.
No.
None of it.
I don't know. He's got ring time. Aleister Black, he ain't been in the ring. They don't know what they got in him. At least Unreal. Otis, you know what you're getting. Not good, but you know what you're getting.
Unreal. Reminder, guys, donate a super chat. Get your question or statement read on the air. Evan Wright says, I need you guys to explain to me why Sami Zayn got pinned this week. Literally anybody else in that team had to pin the title holder. It should have been a member of Street Profits pinning Rude or Ziggler.
Yes. That's not what they do, though. This is what they always do. They just pin champions like it's nothing. Pin people that are about to have pay-per-view matches. They beat them so they can have them win, and then they just beat them some more. So no one gets over.
Let's go ahead and talk about one of the better things on this show. Queen Hannah says, do you think WWE could be in a better position if they would have pulled the trigger on this Roman a few years ago? Hell yeah, I think they would. Now, there's a lot of people, Jeremy, that say, oh, well, it's because they waited so long that it's so good. And I'm thinking, no, we very much knew about the keep Roman strong thing. Like 5 years ago, we knew that. And to me, you pass on sacrificing people for 5 years. If you're doing everything to put this Roman over, it gets the right kind of heat, Jeremy.
They should have done this Roman after he beat Undertaker. It was right there, laid at their feet for them. And look, I like the Braun feud. The Braun feud got Roman over even more, and it helped Braun. Like, it really did more for Braun than it did Roman. Roman was over, but it really helped Braun. So I like that feud. They could have done a very similar version of that feud, gotten Braun over as a babyface, which is kind of what happened anyway, if you do this kind of Roman Reigns then. They didn't do it. They just kept on track with Roman
Butter
Reigns.
Butter disregard for this
man. That man has some beautiful teeth, by the way.
The veneers are working for him right now.
Yes, absolutely gorgeous teeth.
Shout out to Jimmy Van for getting that cameo from Roman Reigns, giving us our first real look at the veneers. I keep saying Fightful breaks all the news worth having. I'm telling you guys, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com.
You getting that Undertaker interview?
No. He did. Okay, here's the funny thing. Jimmy did say to me before he found out the price, let me know if you want a soundbite from The Undertaker. I might do it. And I said, Jimmy, no. It's like, we can't do that one. And then he saw it and he goes, oh, I'm not doing that at all. But for the sake of a laugh, he will spend some money. By the way, guys, I broke the news of Otis being added to Team SmackDown. He was congratulated by Chad Gable. I broke the news of Big E being replaced there and both Bayley and Natalya being added. So Adam Pearce just adds Bayley and...
That makes sense, at least.
It made plenty of sense. Yeah. She is one of the greatest women's champions in the history of pro wrestling. So why not add her, Jeremy?
Yeah, that one at least made sense on why you would add her. And I don't know who else is on the SmackDown women's roster that you like would have added. Mm-hmm. Everyone, they'd beaten everybody else in this old gimmick they've been doing.
Yeah. Well, Natalya then beat Tamina. And I posted a stat, Jeremy. 11 matches in 2011, 8 of them have been title matches, top contender matches, or qualifying matches. I got to say, I thought that Tamina would have wrapped up 2 or 3 years ago. I do not like her work whatsoever, but I have an immense amount of respect for her for securing the bag, for getting paid a good six figures for maybe a dozen matches in a year. I respect Tamina for a company that is hosing so many people and treated so many people bad. Make that money, Tamina. Drain them dry.
Big match, Tamina. She shows up when there's number one contender matches, when there's title matches. Otherwise, she ain't showing up, and she's still getting paid. Look, Tamina's living the dream. All right, let me get on that deal, Sean. Can I get on that deal? I just show up once a week for this show and get that Tamina money? That's all I really want to do.
Mentally, that's what you do. So that's
a bold-faced lie.
Justin Lopez mentally said the SmackDown women's team is beast. Even when Raw still had Mandy and Dana, I would still take the SmackDown team over Raw. Yeah, I mean, you got the Riot Squad, you've got Bayley, you've got Natalya, and who the hell else is on there?
I'm not telling you because I want you to look stupid.
Bianca Belair, there of course. There you go. She was on commentary. Yes, and she was good on commentary, by the way. Natalya won a very harmless match with the Sharpshooter.
Like 2 seconds long.
Yeah, I like Bianca saying that she respected Bayley, but she's not going to be disrespected by Bayley. That's exactly what she should say. She seems like an easy person to get along with. She acts like a babyface because they're booking her like one. SmackDown, from an in-ring perspective, they are loaded.
Yeah, it's a good team. Who's on the Raw team? Legitimate question. Who's on the Raw team?
Peyton Royce, Lacey Evans.
Oh, Shayna.
Shayna, Nia.
And the GOAT, Lana.
Lana.
Yeah, that's the winner right there. Lana's pinning everybody.
You know, it's a shame that Tamina isn't in this so we could get the seventh face-off with her and her and Nia.
WrestleMania main event anywhere in the world.
Do you think they go into business for themselves now when they do that?
Oh, 100%. It's up there with Rock and Hogan as the big face-off, as the match everybody wants to see. Lana's winning this thing, by the way. She's going down 5-on-1, and she's clearing out the SmackDown team as the sole survivor. That's how we're booking this, baby.
For those of you who aren't hip to this reference, years ago, Tamina posted a thing that was like, sometimes in wrestling, there are moments that are bigger than life. And there was like Rock Hogan, Hogan Andre, Rock Austin. And then a screenshot turned black and white, Tamina Nia.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Alex article he wrote about it?
No, I think you linked it to me. Yeah, I have seen it. It's been a minute since you linked it to me. But
the headline is, Tamina compares herself and Nia Jax to Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, comma, is delusional. Like, you take creative liberty with headlines sometimes. I wouldn't even call that liberty. Like, that's the type of thing I'd be like, come on now. Come on now. Although, a couple weeks ago, Johnny Gargano did accuse us of clickbait. And I was like, bro, that's not clickbait. And he goes, well, can't be too careful. And he links to an article that you wrote that says Johnny Gargano wishes he could get pregnant so Candace could keep wrestling. And I just went, Jeremy!
I think I said this off air to you last week. I have no bad intentions. I love the Johnny Gargano the Candice LeRae. They're tremendous, tremendous people. The skit they did with the heartbreak this past week was tremendous. Look, I love that line from the article. You know me, Sean. You know me. I love, right?
Yes.
This is a very lovely line. Johnny Gargano saying, hey, I wish I could get pregnant so she could keep wrestling. Because, you know, obviously the women get pregnant, so they got to take the time off. Well, the men keep. I thought it was a lovely line by Jonathan Gargano, and I wanted to highlight it in the headline instead of saying Johnny Gargano comments on wrestling with Candice LeRae and stuff. It's boring, boring. Not here to do boring, okay? So that's why I put that as the headline, because I love. Johnny Gargano apparently didn't see it that way. Jonathan, I'm sorry, buddy. But look, if you see it from a lovely perspective, we're on the same page. We're on the same page. We love, Johnny. We love. Somebody clip that to him. Send that to him. Let him know.
Yeah, that's just what I need. That's what I need. Thanks, Jeremy. Evan Wright says, Lana going to pin Bianca this weekend.
Yes, good. Oh, so it should happen.
Oh,
the
no.
The GOAT Lana.
So the Roman Drew McIntyre thing happens. They have lapel mics on. They were mic'd up real good, and they weren't like it was really good audio. This was outstanding.
By far the best thing on the show. Oh boy, close.
Cyclops is better than Wolverine says. Only bright spot was the Roman verbalized assault. Yeah, it was really good. And we got a few super chats. Ultra Real says, how do you think this Roman versus Drew match will go down at Survivor Series? I think Roman wins. I don't think you can have Roman win after Drew just lost multiple matches in the last month. And they screwed that up. If Drew had to lose the title, should have been at SummerSlam, and then he regains it. And part of him wanting to regain it should have been so he can fight Roman Reigns. He should have said, I want this title back for me, and I want it so I can beat Roman Reigns at Survivor Series.
That would require them to put more than 2 second thought into it and book with an actual plan.
The Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, love the Roman promo and Drew. However, as a longtime WWE fan since early 90s, the line about WWE title being secondary legit angered me. It was supposed to. That was supposed to make you angry. And I think WWE fumbled big time by not having this built more. Roman says that Drew is the right guy at the right place at the wrong time and says he'll be his favorite number two. And then when Heyman puts the title on Roman, the hilarious sound of the Velcro. Here you go, big dog.
Roman was fantastic in this segment. I don't remember what Drew said. I'm sorry. I don't remember what Drew said. But
no
Roman
disrespect to him. It was Roman just stole the show.
This was the Roman segment, 100%. Roman was so good. And I like that they didn't have the microphones in their hands either. Like, it came off way more authentic that they just were sitting there and just like having a conversation with each other. Roman, by the way, shooing Adam Pearce away, like, you sit here, I'm sitting at the head of the table deal as well. Roman Reigns is absolutely on fire right now. And he stole this segment. Every line, it was just cutting Drew, absolutely cutting him. Just great stuff from Roman Reigns. I think he wins on Sunday. He should. I'm very worried they do something a little bit too cute and wacky and Drew gets distracted by the Fiend, and I don't know, but yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Just let him have a good match and just let Roman win. Let Drew take the loss. Let that fuel him. Let that motivate him. They won't do that.
He's never beat Roman Reigns one-on-one. He's lost to him three times. So use that and have Roman rub that in his face, 'cause Roman's real good at that. Trevor L says, why do they switch to Velcro? It's easier to keep around the waist. The snaps sometimes don't match up. The snaps sometimes get wear and tear on them. Taxel says, hashtag point God loves love. Loves this business.
That's right. Thank you, Taxel.
Aaron Entertainment says, Westbrook for Wall being talked. You got to send a first with Wall, I think, in that situation.
Yeah, Joseph just messaged me and said John Wall news is all-time content.
Why is he up right now? Is it like
he slept through SmackDown and then he got up and he texted me and he's like, Montrezl Harrell pop. And I was like, all right.
Oh, God.
He's going to be up for like another 6 hours now.
Reminder, guys, donate a super chat and leave us a thumbs up. Please leave us a thumbs up. Even if you see just the live streams, like ready to premiere or anything, do that. It helps get us out there to more people. It shows YouTube that you like us. If you comment, it does too. But hey, those thumbs up and super chats really help. Nerd Guru says, VKM sees more value in Otis over Big E, SMFH. I don't know. It really depends on who wins this match. This very well could be a situation where they're like, you know what? We don't really want to beat Big E in this Survivor Series match.
I think if you're a Big E fan, that's what you're hoping this is we don't want Big E to lose. The problem is he's done nothing since the Sheamus win, like nothing at all since then. And that's what I would be more worried about than them potentially protecting him in the Survivor Series match.
Yeah. Matthew Mikowski says Sasha, Mella, Bailey, Bianca, 4-way or 2 matches. I don't think they'll go 4-way. I think they need to split that up and do multiple women's programs. By the way, the entire segment was Sasha and Asuka pretty funny laughing at each other. Like, that was very, very funny. Asuka uses Road Dogg's "Oh, You Didn't Know," which was also very funny. And then Carmella beats up Sasha while Asuka watches.
You liked this segment way more than I did.
Because it was so ridiculous.
Nothing. It was ridiculous. I got nothing out of this segment. Nobody's ready for Asuka. Sasha Banks, boss time. Carmella is untouchable. That's it. Sean, I have a request from now on. You got to refer to me as the point god every single time, before every single show. Like, it's point god time. The point god, Jeremy Lambert, is here. That's what I want. That's what they do in WWE. Just nickname, nickname, nickname.
Because I'm the Dong Lord,
yeah,
and I teabagged your mother. That's how it goes all the time. That's just how it goes.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Man. Well, you know what? You can be ready for Asuka, but if you're not ready for that sweet butt, you might prematurely ejaculate, my friends. Blue Chew helps you prevent that. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. But it works on your schedule, and it keeps you on the schedule that you want. Go long. Go hard. Be the sole survivor. Maybe you got a 10-person ordeal going. I don't know what you're into. I'm pretty sure the government mandates prevent that right now. But hey, in your downtime, I'm not here to judge. Blue Chew, as I mentioned, it's prescribed online. Blue Chew works with online physicians to get you the active ingredient that you need, shipped straight to your door. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line at the doctor's office. Instead, you can look at the line running out your front door. People just lining up for you to become the Dong Lord. Man, it's good stuff. It's not something that you necessarily have to have a problem to use. It's for that confidence. It's for that performance. BlueChew.com, code Fightful. You get your first shipment free when you use that code Fightful. Your first shipment free when you use that code Fightful? What a deal. You're not going to find deals like that in free agency. Not with Myers Leonard making the kind of money that he's making.
Ain't nobody free in free agency.
Nobody's free in free agency. Nobody. So just pay $5 shipping. Get that shipped straight to your door. BlueChew.com, code Fightful.
Man. What's left on this show? I feel like we're done with this SmackDown show.
We're not. Else? Anakin says, Jeremy, check your texts.
Okay.
And Avery Dunn says, I shudder every time I hear someone in wrestling say the right guy since Hogan. Amazing job by Roman again. Love the show. Here's some money. Hey, thank you very much. Thanks. We really appreciate that. And yeah, anytime I hear, well, I think that some of the stuff that Hogan has said is in the lexicon of heels to use, because everybody knows Hogan is so insincere that you can kind of recite his lines and people know, oh, well, that's an asshole talking right there. We have, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just agreeing. Yes, that's Hulk Hogan.
There's several things in this show, by the way. But Myron Kidd says, they can use Drew and Roman at Survivor Series to build a rematch at Mania if they can't do the Rock match with Roman. Yes, they can. Or at any time down the line. I think that Roman Reigns should win this, and that should fuel Drew McIntyre, the guy who got fired, the guy who came back, the guy who won the title, the guy who beat Brock Lesnar, the guy who just had his reign questioned by Miz. Miz came out and said, you said you were going to give title shots to people that deserve it, but you gave it to losers. I think there's a lot of build still in Drew McIntyre, Jeremy.
I think The Miz is winning the title on Sunday by cashing in on Drew McIntyre after he loses to...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp.
If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Brains, and after the fiend attacks him. That's my bold prediction. When it comes right, you can follow me for more accurate scoops at JeremyLambert88.
Guys, get those super chats up if you want me to tell this fairground fight story. The Nerd Guru says, hear me out. Big E attacks The Undertaker. I doubt it. No. Doubt it.
Undertaker's gonna do his walk. He's gonna do his walk. Where's... He's gonna do this. Do this thing. He's gonna go...
You look like you're getting ready for a New Year's Eve party.
I'm going to throat slash.
This is the Blue Chew read right now.
That's what he's going to do.
Matt Makovsky said, Vince took a huge face off away from us, Lee and Big E. Oh, we'll get that one day. We are getting that one day, my friends.
Hopefully.
DJ Cass says, I felt like tonight was not a bad show, just a lot of the stuff was rushed. Like the Murphy win over Rollins and segments went over time. Well, I tell you one thing. This is what led to the fairground fight thing being referenced. I said that if I ever get into a fight with my rival, I want my wife's entire family there. Why are the Mysterios second, third, fourthing, fifthing him? What the hell?
Why wouldn't they? They're big supporters of the Bud Murphy now, and so they got his back for this. Seth Rollins can't help it that his family ain't showing up. That ain't the Mysterios' problem. They don't love him. Like the Mysterios now love Buddy Murphy after he put them through hell for 3 months or whatever it was.
Man.
Ray, by the way, his little patch is gone. He just has his eye back. It's there. We see it.
Yes. Mike JC says, Seth says he's done with Mysterio. Ray's eye heals. Yeah,
it just gets healed.
Well, this match was good. Murphy got tied up in the ropes. Rollins attacked Mysterio. Murphy did a great flip dive. I love a Falcon Arrow. I really loved Murphy's way of not kicking out of the curb stomp over the rope. His foot was on the rope. That way it doesn't bury the move. It's a very simple way to do it. But then Murphy wins clean with a couple of B triggers. He should win. Rollins is about to go away for a while. Give Murphy the win. I like this.
I hope it leads to something for Murphy that isn't a wedding. That isn't a wedding angle. Like, he's so good. I'm gonna tell this after the bell story because I had to listen to this podcast and I got zero stories out of this podcast.
I even got a story out of Jericho with Court Bauer.
You know it's not great if I'm not getting any stories out of this thing. But Buddy Murphy's talking. He's like, had a great match with Roman, had a great match with Brian, just had these great matches. They're telling me it's so great. And then I didn't do anything. I was like, why? Why is this man not able to do anything when he's having all these killer matches every single week? He's legitimately one of the best wrestlers they have on their roster. And they have a lot of great wrestlers on their roster.
Yeah.
And just give him something to do past this. Just let this guy wrestle. Please, that's all I want to see. Yeah. I want to see Big Match Bud kill it with some people. All right?
We saw Daniel Bryan kill it with Jey Uso. I love their series of promos here. You had Daniel Bryan after he did the stuff with Sammy. This being the main event and these two promos, were very AEW-esque to me, because Brian was getting ready for something else. He was he slapped Sammy around, but then he's got business to tend to with Jimmy, or Jay rather. And then this match, which didn't have stakes, main evented, but it was the best match on the show, and it was really good. Well, I mean, you could argue that Murphy and Rollins is the best match on the show, but it was a good match. Brian and his main event haircut. I mean, he's 1-0 with his haircut. There was a nice Samoan drop through the table outside. I loved Uso going after the kidney. I loved that story. His strikes on the ground when Brian had the yes lock on, and him going after it with knees and elbows and all that stuff. Badass. I really like that. And then Daniel Bryan just gets the win clean with a cradle. I like that. Sometimes good wrestlers just win with good wrestling pins. That's an old Bret Hart special specifically. He would win all the time with like small packages and stuff like that. No blue chew. But I love this to death. I loved it.
I love this match. I like this match better than the one they had a few weeks ago. I think I said about that one, Brian looked a step off on that match. He looked much better in this one. I mean, Brian's great regardless, but he looked better in this one. And I thought Uso, you can tell he's just getting more and more comfortable working this main event single style every time out there. Like, he was never like bad. He never looked out of his depth from the start of this push, but you can just tell the more he keeps working. I mean, you keep working with Roman, Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan, like you're going to get better. And that's exactly what's happened with Uso. The finish was a little slow. That's my only kind of complaint, is he like, kind of hit the knees and then it took him a while. I didn't know if he was rolling for the yes lock or if he's trying to roll him up, but that was a little bit slow. Other than that, I thought this match was tremendous. My other complaint is like, Uso's on the team on Sunday and you're just beating him.
Yes.
And Brian is not on the team. Instead, they put Otis on the team, who lost. It's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? So those are my two kind of complaints, is the finish looks slow, and Uso, I wouldn't have had him lost, but I understand that he should have taken this loss. Like, just don't book it. Just don't book it like this.
We're going to make like super quick predictions right now. Battle Royal, who do you think wins it? I'm saying Big E probably does.
Sure. That's Lars Sullivan. Lars Sullivan's
there you go. SmackDown women versus Raw women. SmackDown women gotta win this.
No, Lana. Lana's winning.
It could happen. It could happen. It's got to be SmackDown women or Lana. Bianca or Lana. Now, here's the fun one. Raw featuring four guys that lost Monday and AJ Styles against Kevin Owens, not on the show tonight. Jey Uso lost tonight. King Corbin lost tonight. Rollins lost tonight. Otis loses all the time.
I have no idea. Everyone's going to lose, Sean. Here's how you book this. Everyone's going to lose. It's a 10-man countout. There. That's what's going to happen in this match.
I think Raw wins this. Sure. Asuka and Sasha Banks. Sasha needs to win this.
Yeah, but Sasha beat her last time. So they might just have Asuka like get this win back because Sasha won last time.
Ridiculous. Guys, donate super chats. We will read them after these predictions. New Day against Street Profits. I think Street Profits need this win more than New Day do.
I think so as well.
And then Big E should face one of them immediately afterward. Or not immediately afterward, next week. Lashley and Zayn. I mean, Zayn just got pinned tonight. He's going to lose again.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they do the thing where, we beat you, now you get this win, but it just feels like they'll give Lashley the win. Yeah, I'm sorry, Asuka did win last time at SummerSlam. My memory's not great. So, yeah, Sasha will win on Sunday, I'd imagine.
And Roman Reigns is beating Drew McIntyre.
Yes, I would think so. And then Miz is cashing in on Drew McIntyre.
Ray Callahan Jr. says, Drew, Brock, Roman, triple threat for Mania with Heyman. They don't like to do triple threats in the main event, even though they should. That would be fantastic. I would love that. I think that'd be great. And the Jam One, Ryan B. Jam says, if Miz wins one of the titles at Survivor Series, I quit WWE.
Get ready.
Yeah. Get ready.
Look, I'm just setting everybody's expectations down low. So way, when it happens, you can't be too disappointed. I told you. Told you it was going to happen.
Evan Wright says, as Dom lost his shine, I genuinely feel like after those first few Seth matches, this feud has done harm to that guy. Give him something to do. He's got nobody to work now. He only worked Murphy and Rollins. Rollins is leaving. Murphy is his brother-in-law now.
They should team with Murphy.
They should.
Great team. By the way, Seth Rollins just beating the shit out of Dom and Ray was so
yes,
good.
So it was good. Rollins is uniquely aggressive. Like, he and Chuck Taylor are two of my favorites, just to see what they'll do for the sake of getting heat. Yeah. I really, really love that. Nerd Guru says, thoughts on people saying, War Games is becoming like Hell in a Cell as they just do it and it is not earned. I disagree. Regal earns it. I disagree. I think they shoehorn it in, and if they didn't, it wouldn't be every November.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense in some stuff, but at the same time, like, it legitimately is, here's the pay-per-view name, we're doing this match. So it's clearly a little shoehorned in.
NXT has enough nostalgia-based stuff and new stuff between, like, Fight Pit. I wish they'd do an NXT Rumble. I think that doing an NXT Rumble, like, in the middle of the summer on cable TV is a fantastic way to kick AEW's ass in the ratings. Like, I just think it'd be really, really good.
I think every single week they should just do some WCW special or throwback WWF special. That's how they've been winning these ratings. Yeah. So let's keep doing that.
So why not? Drew Nicholas says, off topic question to get you all more money. Where did the You People promo originate from? Have they always been in the heel promo lexicon? Pretty much, but it really, really ramped up in the last 10, 15 years when WWE got lazy with that stuff. And instead of creating a unique story for these people, they say, it's all you people. All you people made me do it. It really sucks, which... That to me has been one of my favorite things about no fans, besides the lack of what chants, which I hope are dead forever. We've only seen a couple all you people promos. We saw them the same night and then they disappeared again.
They should be banned forever. They're terrible. Terrible.
They are the Joel Pearl of WWE programming.
I agree. I really agree with that.
That guy couldn't even turn on a paintball code on NASCAR 98. All I wanted to do was see paintballs and hear, I'm traveling down the road and I'm flirting with disaster. And no. Instead, it was, we got Joe Pearl. He can't turn on paintballs because he's a bastard. Like,
oh, that was kind of mean.
Yeah. Come on, Joel. What the hell?
It was all Joel's fault, though. I don't know what he was doing. And now I'm going to let him run this again tomorrow. Just terrible decision making. Terrible decision making by the point guard. Sometimes I make the turnovers. All right. Sorry.
David Dickers says, good morning. We'll watch back when it's finished since I have just woken up, but have some Dutch money. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. You've been very generous to us this week. Cyclops is better than Wolverine says, where the hell is Andrade? He had elective surgery. They wisely did not put him in the draft pool because why would you? I don't know why you'd put anybody who wasn't ready in the draft pool. So now they have a little bit of flexibility with him. Did they announce one for Mickie James? She's not on one either, is she?
No, I don't think so.
I got a story about her coming next week on Fightful Select.
There's no flexibility with Andrade. He's going to be on Raw.
I have a very interesting story about Mickie James coming to Fightful Select next week. Go ahead and subscribe. You'll want to hear this one. I'm surprised it didn't happen. Carlos Easy says, can't think of any witty comments or good questions because I'm so meh on Survivor Series outside of Roman and Drew, but here's some money anyway. What? Nothing has stakes, Jeremy. Nothing.
What are you talking about? Somebody. So here's my thing. They had six matches on Survivor Series, right? Before the little pre-show Battle Royal was added. The pre-show Battle Royal feels like that's the tiebreaker to who wins the brand supremacy, the best of the best, whatever it's called. So whoever wins that, that's who's winning SmackDown Raw.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Anakin JMT says, will Rollins leave after Sunday for paternity leave? I don't know this, but I would assume so. Joel Pearl says, reading a Bix article, getting buried by y'all. Thanks. I'm going to provide Bix with some content this weekend, probably. Just saying. Had some conversations with old Bix this week. Yeah, there's some stuff I'll probably be dropping. I guess I got to tell this this hillbilly story.
You can just keep putting it off and, you know,
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, let it build. Like, what are you going to do? Give it away today. Like, this is WWE storytelling you're doing here.
Yeah.
Let this build.
I should wait. Queen Hannah has sent a super chat. Says, unless they just don't count the pre-show again.
We talked about that when we were booking TEW today, and when like New Day won, and that was like the only win. I guess it was for SmackDown. And yes. They were just on television being like, we won, guys. We got the win for SmackDown. We did not get clean swept.
Joel says, put the story on Select. That was honestly the original plan. I'm doing a series in whenever we launch Fightful Select on the actual.com. I'm going to do like a Sean Ross stories podcast where I talk about like Serve Tall. I'm going to try to have Andrew Thompson on to talk about our experience in Vegas.
Good luck getting him to tell certain stories.
I know. Let me tell you. It's almost not a story about Sean getting in a hillbilly fight. It's almost a story about Andrew Thompson putting an AEW wrestler to sleep because it was about to happen. It was about to happen, and I would have loved it. Knowing what I know now, I regret calming him down after that situation.
You're going to have me on. I'll tell the story of the belt. Belt story.
We're going to tell the Winston-Salem story. Yeah. I'll probably have you and Cassidy on.
Oh, my God.
420 got, High Street.
Yeah, we got to be 420 High Street for this
episode. I'll do probably one about Toronto. I might have my wife on that one. She actually helped me do coverage in Toronto for SummerSlam. But, I'll tell this one. And some of you might know a guy named Nikita Krylov fan who is constantly mentioned on our podcast. Now this was, I want to say I was like 19, maybe I was 19. And we had a best friend named Brandon, and he had this girlfriend that was not good to him whatsoever. And him and this other guy would kind of just like go back and forth with her. Like one week she's dating one guy, one week she's dating the other one. And this guy lived like 2 minutes from me, and I lived like 20 minutes away from them, Brandon and Nikita Krylov fan. And this guy would like leave very angry, then answering machine messages. So the whole family's hearing this stuff, and he's saying like, I'll cut you, I'll kill you, all this stuff over this girl who was very clearly not a good person. And it gets to the point to where not only is it on his answering machine, it's on my answering machine. And it's on Nikita Krylov fan's voicemail. All this stuff. Also, you'd be right, Ewan. But it was very volatile. And I was like, man, I live right up the road from this guy. I played basketball with the dude's brother like every single week. But I didn't know him. But and I can't remember the guy's name. It started with a J. Justin. There you go. His name was Justin. So myself and Nikita Krylov fan go to the Tollsboro Fair, the county fair, which is in my town. He came and picked me up. He's driving there anyway. He's like, yeah. But our friend Brandon, his parents were like, you're not going there because we know that guy's going to be there and you're going to fight him. And he would have. So we are there to support our friend Brittany. She's one of those girls that did beauty pageants when she was like 18 or 19. The hell you doing with your life? Come on. But we're there to support her. We're good friends. Walks back and forth and he's kind of gesturing towards us and all that. And I'm like, oh boy, there's some bad stuff that's going to happen. But Nikita Krylov fan is like chirping at him. Nikita Krylov fan is like, hey, yo, come on. Punk, bitch, stuff like that.
He's like, Diaz brother him.
Yes, he very much was. And I was like, oh, no. Because this is my hometown. Our friend is on stage right now doing her beauty pageant thing. And this dude like walks away from us. And he starts to curse at us and flip us off. And I'm stupid 19-year-old. I'm like, hey, come over here and say that. He runs at us like with his hands cocked behind his back. Like running like this, waddling. And I'm like, I'm watching it happen. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, is he going to say something to me or is he going to try to hit me? And then I see him and he's like, he starts to yell as he's running. And I'm like, oh man, he's going to try to hit me. So I just wound up and I punched him as our friend is being introduced on the stage. And we're looking up there like, oh no. And as soon as that happened, the MC, because, you know, this is a popular hot event at the Tollsboro Fair, he's like, "We're calling the cops. We're calling the cops on you." So I'm like, "Let's get the hell out of here. I don't want to go to jail." My friend Nikita Krylov fan drove me there. He loses the automatic key locker on his car. So I'm like, "See you, buddy. I'm getting out of here." And I start darting up the road. I got 0.3 minutes on my track phone at the time. I call up my granny. I'm like, "Listen, I need a getaway." And she comes and picks me up as I watch Nikita Krylov fan get in the face of this like big dude, like 6'4", 6'5", who is going back to like tend to his buddy. He throws a cap in his face and I'm like, "He's going to die. What's going to happen here?" And I just, I sat there in a station wagon leaving a fight at a county fair. And I was like, "Man, I have become everything that I hate about Kentucky. I got into a fist fight at a county fair during a beauty pageant."
He didn't that really was, get into a fist fight.
Well, no, like, I punched him and yeah. He fell and that was it. But I did that at a county fair and I was like, "Man, that so is wait, one
Nikita,
of the most."
Nikita Krylov fan threw the cap at the guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
what happened here? And you're just sitting in the car like you're like, "Oscar, like, oh,
yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying not to go to jail after I punched a guy.
Why? Coward?
Because I didn't want to go to jail. That's why.
You'll be fine in jail. You ain't that pretty."
But I'm watching from a distance as I'm getting picked up. Keep in mind, hey, sorry, Nikita Krylov fan. You lost the automatic key locker on your car. You could be my getaway driver right now. You could be my Dave Chappelle on Blue Street, but you're not. You're not. And like, I mean, I never knew him to be much of a fighter, but this guy gets into his face and he like, he grabbed the bill of his cap and he like flipped it like that and it flew off into that big dude's face. The buttered disrespect that he showed this guy. And I'm watching, I'm like, "Oh, what's going to happen?" But nothing happened. Nothing happened. He did come and pick me up. He found his automatic key locker the next day. Good job. Good job.
He shouldn't have remained friends with you through all of this. Honestly, you abandoned him. You abandoned him.
Abandoned him.
You abandoned him after this. You were trying to run away from this, and he's sitting there, he's flicking caps at people.
Yeah, my God.
You ran and called your grandma, like, "Grandma, come get me."
Oh, my God. I mean, Nikita Krylov fan would have, honestly, he would have fucked dude up too. I mean,
I think he would have. He's over here, Diaz brother, and people
he
like,
would
"Come
have.
On, bitch."
He would have for sure.
Stalked and slapped the shit out of him.
It was a matter of who hit the dude first, because based on my experience, the dude did not have the greatest fighting skills. The old Justin fella. I mean, he ran from a good 30 feet away. And I'm like, that is not. He was not maintaining very good footwork, Jeremy. Oh, man.
Tremendous. Shout out to Nikita Krylov.
So people acting like we're in the military here. Like, I was Army calling out of there. Granny being the getaway driver is great. Granny hit me with a good line that night because I said, "Listen, cops might be after me." And she's like, "What?" And I was like, "Cops might be after me." I punched a guy, and she's nervous of everything. When she has like a headlight out, she thinks she's doing hard prison time. But, and she said, "I'm as nervous as a cat shitting razor blades." I was like, damn, that's pretty rough. No friend left behind.
Thank you.
Nikita Krylov fan, he went to college before me, and he was like, you know, educating me on student loans, and his exact description was future problem. Let me tell you, buddy, future problem is very much a present problem. So I will never
forget. He was still warning you though. Why I feel like you're trying to bury Nikita Krylov fan. You're only making yourself look worse. You're only making yourself look worse, Sean.
How am I trying to bury him?
You're only making yourself look worse on this.
TJ Ridgeway says, like, dude, it was really mind-boggling, man. Like, his hands, he was closer to wiping his own ass than he was to punching me in the face. I was.
Who did that strategy? They just like ran with their hands down. I don't remember who it was, but.
Oh God. Well, Michael Page used to do it a lot. I'm going to tell you, this guy was not Michael Venom Page.
When Caleb Starnes always running and who was chasing after him in that fight?
Nate Quarry.
Yeah. He did the whole.
Yes. I did not get to do that. I very much hit guy and said, I don't want to go to jail. Get me the fuck out of here. And it says, this is my Sean jiu-jitsu. He felt bad leaving.
Yeah.
I had already started training in kickboxing at this point. I didn't really train much jiu-jitsu. I trained catch wrestling. I mean, Hannah says, LMAO, that's still a description for me. What is? What did I miss?
Yeah, what's the description? I don't know.
What's the description? Cyclops says, forced to leave Bubba behind.
Yes. Is,
how dare you guys compare the great Bubba to Nikita Krylov fan, who is my IRL best friend.
He said I deserved a raise once, so I love him.
Yes. Oh, and Hannah says about student loans. Okay, no. Yes.
Didn't you get fired today, Hannah? What are you doing here?
Yeah, because hers are an deferment. Man, join the club.
Yeah, really.
Whoo, boy. That's story time. Definitely is one of those had to be there things, but...
Yeah, because if we were there, you probably would have made yourself, you would have looked better because you tried to tell this story now and you just looked like a dick.
I mean, I don't care if I looked good or bad. It was a hillbilly thing, man. Like, I was not proud of that moment. Like, it's something that I look back on with great shame that I engaged in fisticuffs at a county fair.
By the way, when you said he threw a cap at him, I thought you meant he threw like a bottle cap. Like for some reason he had a bottle cap and he just did the thing like that and just shot at him.
I would have gotten out of the car and went back.
You want to talk about mothers?
One of those. Oh, tell the people where they can find you, Jeremy.
Fightful. That's where you can find me. Fightful. Look, I'm repping the shirt. Got the shirt on for this one. One day I'll get the Point God shirt. I don't know when, but, you know, keep messaging Sean. I think he's getting very annoyed, but that's what
people
matters.
People are saying I'm a heel here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I agree.
Wait, you all act like I left the dude behind. I did not have a vehicle. He did.
You left him behind, though. You're calling grandma. You're over here, grandma. Come pick me up. And he's there still trying to fight. You did leave
him
behind.
I have more super chats. Where
you do. I feel like you've missed a few. There's been a lot of super chats.
Saving the story for SummerSlam. Evan Wright says, thoughts on NXT UK going hog wild this week. That was – oh, it's such a WWE thing to switch to the worst camera angle. And for one, to include a dong, too. Come on. Man, what people saying? Of course, Joel Pearl would be. You know what, Joel?
Oh, banning him? That's fine by me. We can ban Joel.
Actually, I accidentally legit banned him.
Even better. Even better that he got.
Okay, good. I unhit him, but put user in timeout. Cyclops is better than Wolverine says, but you watched him as you drove away. I didn't drove away. I can't control the amount in which my grandmother accelerated away from the scene of the crime.
You called her like a coward. That's what you did.
I returned to that town the next day. I had to deal with that.
You should have returned to your friend that next minute.
I did. We immediately congregated within 10 minutes at my home. It's not like he was
stuck after it was over. You still abandoned him.
It's not like he was stuck there in like a ditch, like fighting people off, slugging it out.
If he was, you probably still would have gone away, you coward.
I took care of mine. I can't help it. If he's hanging around on the bottom of the screen, refusing to hit ABAB, knocking out somebody, he did his special. He lost some of his energy as a result. He did the cap throwing gimmick. Man,
coward. Hannah was not actually fired by her, like, legit
guys,
job, by the way.
Here's the joke. I said that in addition to hiring live coverage people, by the way, guys, I am looking for people to do live coverage. But I also said, I'm also looking for somebody to snitch on Jeremy when he does something. And Hannah said, wow, crazy way to find out I've been fired.
I really tagged her. And I said, man, sucks that Hannah got fired.
Former friend of the show, Sarah Jane Deegan, says, poor Sean's Nana, she didn't deserve that
shit. Yeah, I agree.
To this day, I financially support her. What are you talking about?
You should. After you put her through that, that's the least you can do.
She had to pull her weight in the crime ring. Come on. The jam on Ryan B. Jamson. That's our trend. Like, I knocked the dude out unconscious. What more do you want me to do? I didn't know that there was going to be more cronies popping up. I saw that as we drove
away.
It
doesn't matter if you knew or not. Once you start it, you got to keep it going, Sean, not run.
But I don't think I could have knocked everybody out at the pageant. I was very
lucky.
Not
with that attitude, you couldn't have.
Oh my God.
I'm on Fight. You can find me on Fightful. You can find me at JeremyLambert88 on Twitter. We're doing it. This post show is always way better than SmackDown, even if it's a good SmackDown, which tonight really wasn't.
Oh man.
What are we doing? Booty Pro Wrestling. We played that for 2 hours today. Joseph and I. Look, you ain't going to find a Kelly, Jackie Gata 14-minute match anywhere else in the world. All right, we booked that on Booty Pro Wrestling. You're only going to find that on Booty Pro Wrestling. Check that out tomorrow.
If you want to watch tough enough winners that are worth a shit, I've got an interview with Nydia dropping Sunday. Kyler says I ran like...
Kyler.
Dude, unconscious. I knocked him out.
A-plus reference. Carmelo. A-plus reference by Kyler James right there.
Carmelo didn't bring that smooth overhand right, though.
Carmelo brought that straight. Carmelo was right. That was a straight.
Buddy, I wound up like Hideo fucking Nomo, and I lit up that dude's nose. My work was done. I owed nothing else to that. The heathens at that pageant did not deserve any more entertainment. They came there for a beauty pageant. Oh, man. And I gave them more than what they deserved. Those hillbillies. Oh, boy.
You still ran. No, you can spin this any way you want.
I ran from the threat of the police.
You still ran. Still ran and called grandma.
Okay. Next time we are in Winston-Salem, you have to strike at least one person in attendance, and you have to deal with the consequences.
Fine. If someone comes charging at us, I'll martial art kick somebody, like Jim Ross used to say. We'll do a martial arts kick on the guy, and then I will stay. I will not run and abandon you. I will stick around.
Somebody says, left your friend to finish. I finished the fight. Finish the fight. There was no more fight after that. Matthew Makovsky says, I now have to pay for the network. Cousin canceled. The jam on Ryan P. Jansen. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, 100%.
TJ says, Sean said, you booked me for one punch. No more. I did. And you know what? I got me out of that stupid fucking beauty pageant, too. So
and you were there to support your friend. That's even worse. You left a friend behind, then now you're like, I get out of this beauty pageant. You were supposed to be supporting your friend.
You know what? She got some really threatening voicemails from Homeboy, too. She didn't after that. How about that one? We already saw that one. And Queen Hannah says, the disdain from the locals for you makes so much sense now. Actually, the people in that town rather like me. Man.
That's probably not true at all. We're playing video games tomorrow, 9 o'clock. The band Joel Pearl and I. We're playing this TNA Impact game before. I've never played it. I want to play it. That's what we're playing.
Dog shit. It's dog shit, man. I took a day off of work to play that game. I did. I went and bought it early in the morning. By 10 p.m. I said, hey, I can come back in today. It was that bad. It was so
never
bad.
Played it. I'm looking forward to it. And Joel's got some other games that we might play as well. But Impact is one that I specifically requested.
Guys, I request that you all come by on Sunday, as I mentioned, Nydia interview. But I've got Shaquille Majuri, who heads up Fightful MMA, joining me for the Survivor Series post show. I did the 1-2 punch with him today. Go over to FightfulMMA.com. Until next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.